Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 41. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 29. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 48 and clear skies throughout Saturday night with a low around 22. More sunshine on Sunday with our high nearing 47 and staying cloudy over Sunday night with a low around 32. A slight chance for some rain on Monday, cloudy with a high of 52, and more showers possible Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the unfortunate event at a high school basketball game between Valley Center and Topeka, Kansas, many individuals are wondering what a school district could do to potential parents, students, or players to get out of hand at a sporting event. And according to the Kansas State High School Activity Association, they say there are three levels of consequences that schools can impose if things get out of hand during a public event. Under rule number 52, known as the sportsman's rule, is the rule bans any chants or cheers against any specific player or involving any derogatory language. And if things do escalate during the event, the school can pull students aside to talk to them, eject them or other spectators from the game, or eject everyone from the game, or even cancel the game altogether. But Keisha does say that that stuff is extremely rare, as Jeremy Holiday, the assistant executive director for Keisha, says it's something the school should handle on a case-by-case basis.
We don't want officials to address a student in the student section or the crowd in general. We like them to try to find an administrator that is nearby for them to address it on their behalf.
Mid-America Network News.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom-designed boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Universities across the state of Kansas have been working to increase their enrollment again after the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the virtual learning that many have experienced over the last couple of years. But according to KSNT News, Washburn University is celebrating their mark of increased graduation rates this year for 2022. As according to the public relations director for Washburn University, Lori Hutchinson, she says the university has seen an increase in graduation rates despite the COVID-19 pandemic, moving up near 6.3% compared to the rate that they saw in 2018. According to data from the U.S. Department of Education, on more than 1,300 public and private four-year institutions across the nation. They say overall six-year graduation rates for 2020 and 2021 were up near 1.26% on average than they were between the 2018-2019 years. And according to Hutchinson, Washburn University has recently been ranked as one of the top regional universities for the Midwest. In other news, more public schools continue to battle the flu, RSV, and COVID-19 as students at USD 220 in Ashland, Kansas, had school closed on Thursday this week due to the number of students that were out.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Grand Island city officials are asking residents in the community to make their voices heard regarding their comprehensive plan for 2024. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it is done in a 20-year increment, where they say that the results will be directly impacted on both the present and future generations that are living in the community. And they want to know what you think about some of the changes they've been working on.
What we're really looking for right now is input from the general public. We've got some survey opportunities, some online engagement with MindMixer. We've got a website out there where people can post pictures of places they like, places they don't like.
That was Chad Nabity, the Hall County Planning Director on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say the tools are in places for residents to give their feedback on what they want to see changed or stay the same in the community. He goes on to say they're also hiring consultants outside of the area to do much of the planning and consulting on the town's evolution.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A major oil leak resulting in some 14,000 barrels of crude was reported in a waterway in northeast Washington County. A section of a Keystone pipeline was shut down as a result. Local residents early Thursday reported a strong smell of gas, some from a number of miles away. TC Energy initially shut down the pipeline Wednesday evening around 8 p.m. after a pressure drop in the system. Crews then responded to contain and recover the oil through the deployment of booms downstream to contain and prevent further migration of the release. Primary focus was the health and safety of on-site staff and personnel, surrounding community, and mitigating risk to the environment. The oil release is 20 miles south of Steel City, a major junction on the nearly 3,000-mile pipeline system which carries oil from Canada. The announcement affected world oil prices midday Thursday, driving near-term contracts nearly 5%. Past Keystone spills have led to outages that lasted about 2 weeks, but this outage could possibly be longer because it involves a body of water. There were no evacuations because the break happened in a rural area in the middle of a pasture. Investigators with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Kansas Department of Health and Environment also responded. Closing the Wetmore School is on the agenda for Monday night's meeting of the USD 113 Prairie Hills School District. At a special board meeting in November, a number of public comments were heard from district patrons, primarily from Wetmore, but including Axtell. Gary Runnebaum, former USD 488 school board member, spoke regarding Axtell School's education and athletic achievements. Prairie Hills Superintendent Todd Evans then commented that the challenges are Axtell has an expenditure issue and Wetmore an enrollment issue. The concern is planning for future sustainability. Evans explained how weighted full-time equivalency and valuations were calculated and used for funding and expense allocation. Discussion of campus viability is again on the agenda for the meeting Monday, December 12th. And the board will consider a resolution to conduct a hearing to consider a proposal to close the school building of grades pre-K through 12 at the Wetmore Academic Center. Other business Monday includes approval of Gay Frazee as principal for the Axtell Schools for the 23-24 school year. The annual hometown Christmas celebration in Blue Rapids is planned Saturday with a fireman's breakfast from 7 to 11, library craft fair 9 to noon, kids ornament making at the museum, cornhole at the 4-H building at 1, live nativity at 4:30, and a chili cook-off soup supper at the community center beginning at 4:30. Santa arrives in Blue Rapids at 5 and will be at the bandstand till 7, with the annual light and horse parade Saturday evening at 6 on the square, hosted by the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce. Santa will make stops this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Greenleaf Business Center, in Summerfield Saturday at 2 at the Community Center, Sunday at 2 at the Park in Lynn, and in Washington Sunday from 2 until 3 at the Old Grade School Gym. There will be several activities in Washington Sunday afternoon, including photo opportunities, make-your-own ornament stations, drawings for jumbo stockings, and a place to write and drop off letters to Santa. Carolyn Scoville with the Washington Chamber of Commerce tells more as a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host Dr. Dave Pinkerton with a Christmas organ concert Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church at 10th and Center in Marysville. That is open to the public. Good Shepherd Lutheran School annual Christmas program is Sunday afternoon at 4 in the Marysville High School Auditorium and is open to the public. Drive-through Christmas in North Park, Marysville is planned Sunday evening, 5:30 till 7. And the 60th annual Axtell Community Christmas Cantata is Sunday evening, 7:30, at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Donations of hats, gloves, mittens, and socks or a cash offering to purchase these additional items for distribution to local area schools will be received. Ann Barrett, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at noon at the Cigna Center in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Ann Barrett. A celebration of life service and burial for Lawrence Herz, age 82, of Washington, is planned Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Rural Lynn. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Herz. Carol Lynn Houts, age 66, of Marysville, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 2 until 4 at Kinsley's in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lynn Houts. Doris E. Wright, age 90, of Beatty, passed away December 5th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Doris Wright. Merlin Mert, W. Firking, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mert Firking. Mildred E. Samskovitz, age 95, of Wymore, passed away December 5th. Celebration of life service is planned January 7th, 2 p.m. at the Wymore United Presbyterian Church. Nurnment at the Blue Springs Cemetery at a later date. Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Samskovitz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Monday, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, beets, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying dry and sunny these next few days before another low pressure system starts to move through early next week. Temperatures still staying around average before a cool down throughout mid next week. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s and mid 30s. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Monday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Then rain and thunderstorms possible throughout Monday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And southeast winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And still a chance for some rain throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 66. The average low 24 and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 5:04. We settled in for about 20 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday with brief light showers off and on. We're at the freezing mark again this morning, 32 degrees, so any wet spots might be a little slick. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 9th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:19.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
A miraculous win for the Rams to open week 14 of the NFL. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Baker Mayfield more than delivered in his debut for the Rams on Thursday Night Football, hosting the Raiders.
Mayfield flings it, left side, end zone. Caught! Wow! Caught! Caught by Van Jefferson!
The call on ESPN LA, 7-10, trailing 16-10 late in the fourth. Mayfield drove the Rams 98 yards in under 2 minutes, capped by that big throw to Van Jefferson. Matt Gay's PAT propelled the Rams to just their fourth W of the campaign, stunning the Raiders 17-16. WNBA star Brittany Griner is expected back in the U.S. sometime today. Russia released her Thursday after 10 months imprisonment on a dubious drug conviction. It was a prisoner swap, the U.S. releasing notorious arms dealer Victor Boot. Griner's first stop is Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio for medical screenings and emotional support. Baseball's winter meetings wrapped up. The Mets continued their offseason spending spree, re-signing outfielder Brandon Nimmo, 8 years, $162 million. They're also bringing in veteran reliever David Robertson on a one-year, $10 million deal. To the hardboard courts of the NBA in Portland.
Murray for the win! Yeah! Let's go!
The call on the Altitude Sports Radio Network. Jamal Murray draining the game-winning step-back three ball as time expired. The Nuggets edged the Blazers 121-120 despite 40 from Damian Lillard. To the ice of the NHL.
That one wide, rebound out in front of shot, they score!
The call on Power 97. Pierre-Luc Dubois scoring the first of two goals on the night in the Jets' 5-2 win over the Blues. Top 25 college basketball.
Gets it off Holden, snaps off a three, high on the right.
Yes! Holden knocks down a three from high on the right to give Ohio State the win.
The call on the Ohio State Sports Network. Tanner Holden draining the game winner for the Buckeyes 67-66 over Rutgers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville opens North Central Kansas League play hosting Clay Sutter. Girls and boys action live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Republic County. Frankfort meets Northern Heights at Wabunsee. Hanover will host Wetmore. Washington County entertains Wakefield. Centralia's host Hiawatha. Diller Odell is at Sterling and Tri-County at Southern.
Save money and get free stuff. Seriously, download the CJ Go app before you fill up next time and earn exclusive deals and rewards. Earn points with every fill up and redeem those points for dollars off your purchase. Download the CJ Go app and use it at all CJ Express locations. Join, shop, and save with CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday. Here's your Stackline report.
Experts across the country are warning key herbicides will be in short supply again in 2023. Folks, there's no doubt that we've had some major problems with some products that we need and want on the farm when it comes to these kinds of things. And there'll be a lot more of that, too, especially if we have some problems in moving the product from the manufacturing plant to the farm. We'll have to be on our best behavior, checking different places. That's going to be the key. Don't just go buy it from the same guy you better or gal that you've been buying from. Because, folks, it could be a lot cheaper just 20 miles away. So that's one of the things I've already learned. Did that this year. You got to check it out. In the meantime, what about land prices? Everybody's wondering about how long these land prices can hang in there. And so far, I'm already surprised. Although the bankers around the country, the research that's being done there, showing them down in the mouth a little bit, they think this thing's going to go downhill into 2023. I'm with them. I don't think it's going to go down as much as they think so. But that's their business because, you know, the more they can put on the downward side, the better off that they are banker-wise. In the meantime, we still have sales of land in our part of the country going well. For example, we have Cheyenne County land selling, averaging $3,892 an acre. We have some Russell County land selling, $3,067 an acre. And that's just recently, friends, so there's not much of a declining market on that thing. I'll guarantee you for sure. That's the Steckline Report. Thanks for being with us.
With the winter season approaching, wheat pests might be bugging producers. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Jeff Whitworth, K-State row crop entomologist, gives insight to two winter wheat pests, winter grain mites and army cutworms.
Wheat is the crop that's providing a little concern now for the growers, and it does every year, a month or so after they get their crop in the ground or they're putting it in the ground, getting ready to plant. It's just germinating because of two pests primarily. The army cutworm and winter grain mites. Last year, we had a lot of problems with army worms and fall army worms, but this year, I've seen none, actually, and we've had some cold weather in between, so I don't think those are going to be a problem. But the winter grain mite, I've received a few calls about that.
Whitworth describes winter grain mites and why the recent drought has made them worse.
A little bit about the winter grain mite. There's two generations a year in Kansas. The oversummering generation is from eggs. They hatch out, and as the name implies, they do better in cool weather. As the wheat is germinating, the mites start feeding on the wheat. Dry conditions lend to an increase in damage because of the winter grain mites. They're very tiny, so they will individually suck juice from a cell. You can have hundreds to thousands per plant. If we get adequate moisture, that really helps, but that's not going to get rid of them. So the way we've seen droughty conditions this year, you know, it's going to take quite a bit of moisture to overcome the winter grain mite feeding damage. But if the root system is intact, it's really not going to have any impact in the spring. I really recommend not treating in the fall. In the springs, a different story. And there are quite a few winter grain mites around this year. It was a pretty good year. The populations we're going into the fall with are relatively high compared to past years.
Whitworth describes army cutworms and encourages producers to keep an eye out for them.
Now, the army cutworm, that's a different story. The moths are around laying eggs. In the last month, 6 weeks, they come from the Rocky Mountains in the summer where they have oversummered. And as they come east, they lay eggs and they get to about 77 Highway and runs up and down through the middle part of the state. From there west, they can be a real problem. We have found some this year already. There are some larvae, but right now they're really small. If you're worried about it, if you see any birds out feeding in a wheat field or an alfalfa field, you might go out and check and scratch around in the stubble and see if there's little tiny worms. They're really kind of hard to find because they're just kind of a dusky, nondescript brown. But if you start seeing window painting on the leaves, that's probably indicative of army cutworm larva, so you need to watch that. They don't really go into dormancy over the winter. They will not feed unless the temperatures get up to 50 degrees during the daytime. Normally, they don't cause a lot of problem in the winter, but then they'll start up again in the spring.
That's K-State row crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with insight on two winter wheat pests, winter grain mites and army cutworms. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Today is Christmas Card Day, commemorating the invention of those artful holiday greetings. A closer look at their origins today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 9th, the 343rd day of the year. Singer Donny Osmond was born on this day, and today is designated as Christmas Card Day, a timely observance to honor the creator of the first Christmas card, written Sir Henry Cole. The story goes like this. In the mid-19th century, it was customary to send a holiday letter to family and friends. With the introduction of the penny post, some people, especially socialites like Cole, were getting more letters than they could respond to, and it was considered extremely rude not to respond. So Cole devised a form response, a card with a Christmas scene and greeting, along with a blank space for customizing the recipient's name, and an entire industry was born. Cole's first cards were sent during the holiday season of 1843. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees. We're right at the freezing mark again. Any areas that had precipitation could be slick, so don't step out too fast. We settled in for about 20 hundredths total yesterday with just that light mist and drizzle that was sustained. For your Friday, looking for highs around 40 again.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Another big weekend of football is upon us here in the state of Kansas, starting off with the Kansas City Chiefs as they are on the road to take on the Denver Broncos, a big rivalry for the Chiefs as they're coming off their devastating loss against the Cincinnati Bengals, 27-24, with many NFL experts saying that Patrick Mahomes may have just as much of a challenge against the Broncos as he did last week with the Bengals.
What made it so tough? The Bengals have been one of the toughest teams to pass on. Mahomes got to see that firsthand. Now he could see it again.
That audio from the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs are still atop the AFC West right now, 9-3 for their overall record. The Broncos are at the bottom of the AFC West at 3-9. After this week, the Chiefs remain on the road as they head down to Texas to take on the Texans. No college football in the state of Kansas this week as the Kansas State Wildcats took home the Big 12 championship last week against TCU 31-28 in their overtime victory. They're heading to the Sugar Bowl against number 5 Alabama on December 31st.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville opens North Central Kansas League play hosting Clay Sutter. Girls and boys action live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Republic County. Frankfort meets Northern Heights at Wabunsee. Hanover will host Wetmore. Washington County entertains Wakefield. Centralia's host Hiawatha. Diller Odell is at Sterling and Tri-County at Southern.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville, 785-955-2322 to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
The night wind to the little lad. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lad. Do Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing in the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king.
Marshall County Arts Cooperative presents Fairy Tales on Ice Friday, March 3rd and Saturday, March 4th at the Marysville.